Okay, we just spent a good segment talking about the 30th anniversary of Live Aid, and we're really, really, really fortunate because joining us now in studio is the official vocalist of our program, who was part of the Live Aid lineup 30 years ago today.
Yes.
It's the noted cover artist Chris McKinley. Hi, Chris.
Yes. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Doing fine.
And
how are
you?
George.
George.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember seeing you that day. And I've looked back at the lineups and I don't see you on the list.
It was very early in the broadcast.
You were the first one to go,
I believe. First yes. one.
You kicked it off.
In London.
In London, yes. Well, not exactly London. Hackensack, New Jersey. It was it was like the third stage that they really didn't go to all that often.
Huh. Third stage.
And yes, and Wavy Gravy came out and introduced me. And
yeah, I heard that you were your performance was carried only on closed circuit television.
Well, there was a moment that they showed me briefly. You can catch a glimpse of me behind Dick Clark's assistant who was doing the broadcast from Hackensack.
That was who was doing the thing from Hackensack? Was his assistant? Man,
yeah, Dick's hard. To get a hold of in Hackensack. They had him at a bigger location.
Okay, I think I understand.
Yes, but they had erected a large tower for Dick's assistant to stand up on the stage.
Okay, yeah, we get the idea.
Over the crowd on wires.
You Wait. Flew out of the crowd on wires?
Very David Lee Roth of you.
But I did, before the end of the program, I did travel to London on the Concorde.
Oh, you did what Phil Collins did.
Yes, but in reverse. I went to London. He came from London to
America. Then you performed on the stage in London.
No, I didn't perform. I just hung out backstage with George Michael and Bono.
And Bono. Well, it's interesting because I do have your set list from your performance at Live Aid. I was wondering if on the 30th anniversary you could recreate.
No, I really don't. Okay.
Say okay.
That was easy. Didn't really have to twist his arm.
I had just come out with Covers Uncovered Volume 3.
Now some of these artists did some cover songs, but mainly they did their own stuff. Yes. You, though, did all covers.
I was the premier cover artist of Live Aid.
Cover man.
Yes, and I did all edges. It was all the hits of 1985, Covers Uncovered Volume 3. Mm-hmm. And I was promoting that.
You were promoting. Something's gone wrong with your pronunciation today. But anyway, well, why don't you let off with Madonna's hit at the time, Like a Virgin?
Yes, I did.
Would you like to
perform?
No,
I don't. Yes.
Never heard it in this key before.
Gonna give you all my love, boy. My buzz is fading fast. Been saving it all for you, but won't last. You're so fine, and you're mine. Make it strong, yeah, you make it bold. You make me feel, yeah, you make me feel shiny and new. Like a virgin, touch for the very first time. Like a virgin, when your sea throbs next to mine.
All right, thank you.
I can't quite hit the high note.
Lost a little bit over 30 years, but.
Let me tune that thing for you.
It's in tune.
The second song you did that day at Live Aid was a big Wham hit, Wake Me Up.
Really? I just
Please
don't...
do it.
Okay. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave my balls hanging like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go, because I'm not planning on going hand solo. Wake me up before you go-go. Take me dancing tonight. I want to hit that high.
Oh, man, he's still
that
got
it. That is wonderful.
All these years.
Again, you do alter the lyrics from time to time to make it your own. The third song you did that day was Shout. Very, very strong song. Would you like to do that for us?
No.
Please?
Yes. Shout, shout, pull your balls out. They are the things I can't do without. Come on, I'm talking to you, boy, come on. Shout, shout, spit it all out. These are the things I can't do without. Come on, I'm talking to you.
Well, that's certainly a song.
And the D string. Just adjust it just a little
bit. It's in
bit.
Tune.
I don't think so.
It's in tune. Fine.
You two stop fighting.
All right.
You closed your set very memorably with Can't Fight This Feeling. Would you like to recreate that for us?
No.
Please?
Yes. No. Yes. I can't fight this feeling any longer, and yet I'm still afraid to let it flow. What started out as friendship has grown stronger.
Gross.
I only wish I had the strength to let it show. And I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I've I'm fighting for. It's time to bring this ship into the shore and throw away the condoms forever.
Oh, man, that's so creepy.
You really make it your own, don't you?
All right.
Thank you. That was wonderful, Chris. And
that was great.
Happy 30th anniversary
Jump
of Live
solo.
Aid.
Jump solo.
Oh, sorry. That's beautiful.
Turn into a beanie.
Hold on, hold on.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
The great drum solo.
Really beautiful.
Awesome. Buddy.
Thank you, Chris, and a happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you, yeah. Guys. Happy anniversary to you guys and all of my.
Okay, thank you.
All of,
thank you. Thank you. That's Chris McKinley. It's 8:40.